It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
I used to be daunted by making homemade jams and jellies, but I'm here to tell you that it is really simpler than you think. Summer is the best time to make a great jam or jelly because of all the ripe and flavorful summer fruits. Strawberries, peaches, apricots, blueberries, and even figs make for delicious jam. Carolyn Dotson King from Dotson Farms Jams and Jellies kindly shared some of her tips. First and foremost,
Fall Blue Book of Canning is a great resource to get lots of tips and all the help you could need for any canning.
It has been my go-to for making jams and jellies for years as well.
If you're canning for the first time and you're a little nervous about it, one of the easiest things I've found to do is to start with blueberry jam.
With blueberries, all you need to do is wash and mash the fruit to get started. No need to hull or de-seed like with other fruits. This tried and true tip really makes a difference.
After you take your jam off of the heat, stir it for 5 minutes to ensure that your fruit is evenly distributed through the jar of jam and all the foam is cooked out.
Trying your hand at peach jam?
Peaches tend to foam a lot when you make jam, so the addition of a small amount of butter added to the pot while cooking helps to solve this problem.
Some last advice?
Frozen fruit or fresh fruit both work for making jam. And the best thing to remember is not to be intimidated.
This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon appetit!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.